Joining us now for market analysis, Mike Castle with StoneX. Mike, let's take a look at the grain and oilseed markets first. Pretty quiet overall Tuesday. Soy complex is working its way back to the green ever so slightly, but largely just a quiet overall market trade Tuesday. We did get a flash sale of soybeans to unknown Tuesday morning, but outside of that, things remain pretty quiet, it looks like, in this grain sector. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of, you know, continuing from yesterday, a bit of a boring start to the week here. Got our crop progress report from the USDA yesterday afternoon, our second of the spring season so far. Biggest story there, we saw winter wheat conditions holding steady at 56% good to excellent. That's our third best in the last 12 years. Huge improvement from last year. We were only at 27% at this time, so more than double. 9% above the five-year average. Just overall, a lot better winter wheat crop right now than what we saw in the last 2 years, to be certain. On the spring planting side, corn, we're sitting at 3% planted. Really, the only big progress we saw outside of the South was Missouri and Kansas getting rolling. Expect them to keep going here this week ahead of some rains expected next week. Shifting out to the eastern corn belt, you're kind of in a spot where soil temps are there. But they're looking at some pretty big rains here this week that'll probably slow them down. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is our biggest insurance date here to get going. That's all of Iowa, eastern Nebraska, southern Minnesota, out into kind of northern portions of the eastern belt as well. Soil temps creeping back up there, kind of getting close to ready from eastern Nebraska through kind of southern half of Iowa. Should see them maybe get started here in the next few days. But again, they're looking at some rain early next week as well to kind of slow them down. Spring wheat also at 3% planted, kind of right on schedule, in line with typical for now. Which, speaking of spring wheat, we do also see a headline of some pretty major flooding in spring wheat growing areas of Russia and Kazakhstan. It's kind of early for them. They really kind of get going planting wise in May. So not really seeing the impact yet, but we'll kind of have to keep an eye on how that subsides here in the, you know, weeks, month ahead, that kind of thing, how that impacts them. Big Russian supplies obviously kind of been a big story of why wheat markets have been so heavy here. Another thing to keep an eye on the Russian wheat crop, their winter wheat areas have shifted off pretty dry here this spring. They had a great fall, great winter. Things were looking in excellent shape, but over the last 5 or 6 weeks now, they've shifted off pretty dry, could potentially start to see that impact their conditions, maybe walk back the expectations for that crop. Still don't really have any rain in the forecast out there until late April, so we'll kind of have to keep an eye on that. Also kind of some issues being talked about in terms of Russian wheat exports, the government kind of making it tough on the private exporters, kind of hanging up some shipments. So another thing to keep an eye on, but, obviously with the overall fundamentals still being pretty heavy here, tough to see much action early in this week.
How about in fertilizer? I know we talked about this yesterday, India slashing their tender. Are we still seeing fallout from that here today?
Yeah, we definitely are. Saw big drops kind of across the board. The U.S. Gulf was falling pretty aggressively yesterday on the urea side of things. That's continuing today, a lot lighter trade, kind of seeing folks take a step back. But again, values dropping again, now seeing April barges trading back below $300. We had one trade in the mid-280s this morning. The Middle East is falling as well, kind of elsewhere around the world, your major supply points, seeing prices walk back just in that fallout. Obviously, that Indian demand, a lot smaller than expected, saw considerable volumes offered at pretty aggressive price ranges. So the supply was out there, especially with China coming back again, that really weighs on markets here, both on urea and phosphate from, essentially the rest of this month going forward. So kind of have to keep an eye on that. Really, it's a matter of when we start to see buyers step back in. But, with values falling like this, sometimes it's kind of maybe we'll just hang on the sidelines and wait till the last minute to actually step back. But Europe is one spot to keep an eye on. Their spring demand's been pretty lackluster so far. Maybe this big drop in price kind of perks something back up there. But, we're kind of past our peak season here in the U.S. It's really kind of a waiting game now. And with that position, things kind of continuing to grind lower.
And once again, Mike Castle there from StoneX in for Arlen Suderman for our midday commentary. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk markets with Tyler Schau from agmarket.net. That's going to do it for the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.